So the bell invites you to tap into being. And you might want to find a standing posture with your feet hip-width apart, your arms loosely hanging next to the body. Your knees are unlocked and the head is in line with the spine. And in this posture, tuning in how things are this morning. How's the body? Is it still waking up? Is it a bit tired? Are there maybe some tensions? Can you detect some parts that feel nice or neutral? As we have the tendency to focus on what's not okay. So, sensing the body sensations. And as we engage in this practice, you might want to put a little smile on your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth as a symbol of how we are going to approach things in a gentle way, with kindness. And we are now taking a first deep in breath. And as you do that, you can bring the hands in front of you and raise them all the way up to the ceiling, filling your lungs with air. And when the out breath comes, you let them gently come down again. So you can do this a couple of times, breathing in, the arms go up. And breathing out, the arms go down. And doing it one more time. And doing it as a meditation. So it's slowly, you bring your arms slowly down and you feel how the air moves through your fingers. And now, next time you're up there, turn your hand palms and turn the arms backwards down. So it's kind of you're making a circle with your arms. You bring them up as you breathe in. And as you breathe it out, you turn your arms and your hand palms and you bring them downwards behind your back. And you can do that with deep breaths. And turning in the other direction. And noticing the sensations in the body as you do this. Maybe you start feeling a little warmer. Or there's a bit more energy in the body. Or you notice some tensions. And let go. Coming back in this initial mountain posture, as we call it, and feeling the after effects of the movement. What has changed? What can you notice? And as the next practice, we'll breathe in deeply. And bring the arms up again, but this time we go on our toes and we hold the breath for a moment. Hold it. And when the out breath comes, you go down on your heels and bring the arms down. You can do it again, breathing in, go on your toes as high as you can. And this is also a little bit of balancing practice now, balancing posture. Hold the breath and then breathing out, coming down. See if you want to do it one more time. Going on your toes and breathing out, coming down. closing your eyes and feeling again the after effects of what you did so far. Maybe there is a bit of warmth, some energy, just noticing. And then let your head fall a little. You can put your hands in the back of your neck and interlace your fingers and let the elbows hang as well. And then turning a little bit to the left side with your head. Coming to the middle, but not pushing, just and to the right. So every time you turn, you open your elbow a little. You look to the left. Open your elbow, look to the right, without pushing. And let go. And feeling the after effects of your neck and back and how things are now. And then bringing your right arm to upwards and bending to the left. You can open your legs a little more and let your left hand move towards your left knee. And now you're standing in this curve and just standing as long as it's possible for you, feeling the stretch in the side. Noticing how things are, breathing with it. And coming back to the middle, let your arm go down. And checking in with the body and maybe noticing that the side you just stretched feels a little different to the side, which you didn't. And of course, I want to emphasize that you should stay as long as it's okay for you in a posture. So if you want to stay longer or shorter than I suggest, please do so. And now moving your left arm up and bending to the right side, and your right hand is moving towards your right knee. And again, feeling for yourself how things are, how long you want to stay in this posture, sensing and breathing with it. Breathing in, coming to stand. And breathing out, let your arm go down. And again, feeling coming in this mountain posture and feeling the after effects of what we did so far. Is there anything that has changed? Just noticing. And you can put your hands together in your neck and interlace the fingers, opening your legs a little more, taking a deep in-breath. And on the out-breath, you turn to the left side and looking behind you. And when the in-breath comes, you come to the middle. And on the out-breath, you turn to the right side, looking behind you. And you can do this on your own rhythm, turning backwards, allowing the opposite foot to follow. Breathing out, you turn to the side. And coming back to stand. Again, feeling the after effects of this movement. Noticing if anything has changed. And now I invite you to put your hands in your hips. And we are going to do the cat and the cow. So when we breathe in, we make a curve back and bring our head up. And when we breathe out, we make a round back, our shoulders drop to the front and our pelvis moves towards our face. And when we breathe in, we make a curve back, our head is going up, and we move the pelvis away from our face. And breathing out, we make this round back. So you can do this again on your own rhythm. And maybe as you do this, you notice some tensions and pain from all the sitting. You can also do that later on your mat, the cat and the cow posture, on your hands and on your knees. Or even now, if you prefer, you can do that, making this curve back and the round back. And coming back to stand in the initial posture and feeling if there is any after effect of what we did so far. You can put your hands in your hips and making some circles, some hip turns, as if it was around an imaginary inner axis. And as good as you can, be mindful of your movement. Whenever your mind is distracted, bringing it back, turning in the other direction now. And coming to stand. And we're going to close off with some self-massage, as we are most likely all a little bit in lack of touch. Why don't we give some self-massage to ourselves now? And you can start by taking the back of your hand palm and give yourself some ticks on your arms on both sides. And then you can also tick on your hands with your fingers. And change to the other side, the other hands. And then you're moving up the other arm on both sides with your hand ticking on your arm. And then your chest. You can give some ticks with your fingers. You go towards the belly and you give some, make a round movement clockwise. And on your buttocks, you can give some knocks. And then you can go down your legs, just like you did it with your arms, with your hand knocking on your legs and ticking on your feet with your fingers and the other leg. And the best is yet to come. So you can give here some ticks on your neck with your fingers. And then carefully, as much as you like, starting to tick on your head. Or massage it. You can also do some massage movement in your hair. Can be quite nice. And finally, also in your face, whatever feels nice. So either ticking it or massaging it. And what's particularly nice is the ears. So you can give some massage on your ear lips. And really going up all the ear with little movements. Behind the ear also with the fingers. And then finally closing your eyes and coming to a stand to feel the after effects of this movement and of this self-massage. So again, your feet are hip width apart and your arms are hanging. Your head is in line with the spine. And just checking in with yourself how things are now. Has anything changed? Did you notice some pain and tensions? Did you notice some pleasant sensations? Are those pleasant sensations maybe still there? Can you focus on those in particular? Maybe a sense of warmth or energy, or your breath is a bit deeper. So see if you can focus on what's pleasant and nourishing. Breathe with those sensations. And notice your emotions related to that. Maybe there is some gratitude or some joy or gladness. Just being aware of how things are now. If you like, activating again this little smile on your lips. And noticing everything that's present in the body and in the mind with a welcoming attitude. This is how things are now, and it's okay. And then taking a few conscious breaths. Following the whole length of an in-breath and the whole length of an out-breath. And enlarging your attention to feel the whole body as it sits standing here. From your head to your toes. And then gradually enlarging your awareness to take in the space around you. You can start opening your eyes. Listening to my bell as I close the practice.